This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 2 hours, 43 minutes, 27 seconds, and counting. The astronaut crew has now reached the 320-foot level, and the spacecraft commander, John Young, and the lunar module pilot, Charles Duke, have moved into the white room area. Astronaut Tony England, who is assigned to the closeout crew, is in the spacecraft. He'll stay in there and assist the men as they move into the spacecraft. Right now, the spacecraft commander, John Young, is going over the sill, as they call it, moving feet first into the spacecraft. Once he is in there, they remove protective covers that he's had to protect his boots. And as he gets into the spacecraft, they'll connect the spacecraft oxygen system. After he gets down and moves over to that left-hand seat, he'll be positioned into the seat and shoulder harnesses and lap harnesses, very similar to those worn by a pilot, will be adjusted. He also has a life vest that he's wearing. This too will be adjusted. Similar procedure is carried out for the next man to enter, the lunar module pilot Charles Duke, and as we mentioned earlier, about midway through the procedure of putting him into place and getting him comfortable and in position, they'll call on the command module pilot, Ken Mattingly, to come across the swing arm, and he will then be the last one to enter the spacecraft. The lunar module pilot, Charles Duke, now going across the sill. T-minus 2 hours, 41 minutes, 56 seconds, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.